これから2019年度第2回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Where should I meet you at the shopping mall?
Number 2. What day do we recycle cans? Number 3.
Ma'am, can I help you with those packages?
Number 4. Sir, what happens if I can't write a paragraph of 150 words? Number 5.
Mr. Johnson from head office is going to pay us a visit tomorrow.
Number 6. I think I'm in over my head with this new job. Number 7.
Which orders still need to be processed?
Number 8. Who monitors your factory safety standards? Number 9.
You have a degree in finance, don't you?
Number 10. Ma'am, may I see some photo ID? Two. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11. We only have 15 minutes to get to the concert. What's the quickest way to get there?
With this traffic, we won't make it by taxi.
Yes, I think you are right. I don't see a train station around here either. On foot? Question. By which method will the man and woman most likely get to the concert? Number 12.
Dad, if you were a lot younger and a girl asked you for a date, what would you do?
Whoa, I'm not that old yet. But let's see. If I didn't like the girl, I'd try to let her down easily. Why do you ask?
Well, I really liked this guy and asked him out for a date. He just laughed at me. I feel so crushed.
Question. Which word best describes how the girl feels? Number 13. Lady, you cut right in front of me and hit my car.
I certainly did not. You speeded up so I couldn't get in front of you. Then you hit my car.
Absolutely not. I have it all on my drive recorder. Let's let the police decide when they get here. Question. According to the man, what should the police do when they arrive at the accident scene? Number 14.
Honey, I have something I've been meaning to tell you. I enrolled Susie in piano lessons.
Are you kidding? She already has figure skating or horseback riding lessons almost every day. Stop pushing her so hard and give her some time to be just a kid.
But I want her to grow up to be someone. There are worse things she could be doing.
Question. What common marriage issue is expressed by this conversation? Number 15. I accidentally saw your bank book on the table. Why do you have $100,000 in your account?
I want to keep it safe for retirement.
Do you know your account pays only 0.01% interest? And you have heard of inflation, haven't you? Question. What does the man infer about the woman's bank account? Number 16.
I can't decide on my major, but I've narrowed it down to French literature or computer science.
Well, I'm sure your job prospects would be better with a computer science degree.
I am too, but that's the problem. French literature is what I really love.
Question. According to the man, which major should the woman choose? Number 17. I heard they were inviting Ann Bolter to speak on campus.
She should be banned from speaking at our university. She's against gun control as well as socialized health care, and I think she's a racist.
I know, and I disagree with her views too, but she has the right to express her opinions in public. I think we should go to the lecture. Question. What current issue is being discussed by the man and woman? Number 18.
Hey, John. I heard accounting is looking for a new manager. Have you thought about applying?
Yes, I have. But I'm not ready to commit to this company just yet. I want to see what else is out there first.
I understand what you mean. Too bad, though. You'd be perfect for the position.
Question. What does the man want to do? Number 19. I just got some bad news. The company is laying off 20% of its workforce.
Oh, really? I can't afford to lose my job. I just bought a house.
Don't worry. You're a skilled assembly line technician. They'll go after human resources first. Lots of dead wood there. Question. What does the man infer about the human resources department? Number 20.
Danny, could you open the office a bit earlier tomorrow morning?
Sure. About what time? And what's going on?
About 6:30 would be best. The carpet in my office is being replaced.
Question. Why does Danny need to open the office early the next day? Three. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation. I'm having trouble with the English number system and money. Do you have any advice?
Sure. Our system is based on thousands. Except for 100, every time we add 3 zeros, the name of the number changes. Thus, the main number names are 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000, trillion.
Thousand, million, billion, trillion. Okay, anything else?
Numbers are hard to remember, so it's a good idea to attach a number to something concrete. For example, an inexpensive car in the U.S. would be about $20,000.
That's a good start. Thanks. Number 21. Who most likely is the woman? Number 22. Which of the following items could be used to remember the number $400,000? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation.
Dad, I'm so tired of changing jobs and always looking for work. This gig economy is killing me.
When you say gig, do you mean gigabyte?
No, silly. It's like a music group gig. You know, they play at different places every week or so.
Ah, sorry. I get it now. I could ask around at my company.
I'm not sure us working at the same company is a good idea, but yes, please do.
Number 23. Which word best describes the woman's work situation? Number 24. What concern does the woman express about her father's suggestion? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation.
Mr. Peterson, your party supports equal opportunity, but not gender equality. Can you expand on that?
Well, mainly it's because gender equality won't create social equality, because it is unfair.
That's a real problem for me. Why do you say it is unfair?
Because gender equality requires equal numbers of both sexes in any particular job. Thus, the door is open for unqualified people to take jobs from qualified people.
With equal opportunity, don't you think men will prevent women from getting jobs anyway?
Number 25. Who most likely is the man? Number 26. Based on her questions, what can we infer about the woman? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. I didn't do my homework because I was absent last week.
Being absent is not an excuse for not doing your homework, so your score is zero.
But I didn't know what to do.
This is a university, not grade school. It is your responsibility to find out about homework whether you are here or not. Communication with other class members is important.
Wow! Strict, strict, strict!
Number 27. According to the man, how should the woman find out about homework? Number 28. Which word best describes the woman's opinion of the man at the end of the conversation? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, is that one of those old-fashioned flip phones you are using?
It isn't exactly a flip phone. It's called a feature phone, and it's brand new. I got it yesterday.
Oops, sorry. May I ask why you didn't get a smartphone?
Well, this type of phone has some smartphone features, but it is easier to use. Also, it is much cheaper than a smartphone and a lot lighter.
I see. I guess not everyone really needs a smartphone.
Number 29. Which of the following words best expresses the woman's reaction to seeing the man's phone? Number 30. What is a quality of a feature phone which is not mentioned by the man? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk. Good morning. I'm Jose Santiago from Costa Rica EcoTours. Before leaving, I'd like to give you a few packing tips. This trip is the real deal, and we're going into an ecologically sensitive area. Don't pack the way you would for a regular sightseeing trip. We want to make the least impact on the local environment. First, pack less. I always pack practical clothes that I can wear for a couple of days without washing. This reduces local water use. Fewer clothes also means more room for important stuff, like hiking boots and extra socks. Second, for storing lotion, toothpaste, and other personal hygiene items, put them in reusable plastic bags. Don't plan on throwing any bags or plastic bottles away on site. We pack them out. Third, our hotel doesn't provide soap or shampoo, so you need to bring your own. Make sure they are biodegradable. For personal protection, sunscreen is recommended with an SPF of 15 plus or higher, but also chemical-free. Sunglasses with full UV protection are also a good idea. Please read the pamphlet I have distributed before we arrive. It describes ecological etiquette for walking through a rainforest. See you at 9 a.m. tomorrow at the airport. Number 31. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 32. What is the topic of this talk? Number 33. When will the listeners meet again? Number 34. Which of the following best describes the purpose of the meeting? Number 35. Which advice refers mostly to a health issue? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk.
Everyone was dying around us, and there was nothing we could do. We had to flee. Later, I was among the thousands who tried to enter Europe. Our boat left from Turkey. The engine stopped. Our boat wasn't rigid, and it began to deflate. We were at sea for 2 hours. Only a few of us were not afraid. I'm a good swimmer, and I knew I could swim if I had to. As soon as we reached regional waters, a plane saw us, and help arrived soon. We were then smuggled from Greece to Macedonia. We were all wet and cold, but we made it. We've been in this UNICEF camp ever since. I miss my sister and our neighbors. The one I miss most is my brother who was killed. But I like to see good things, not bad things. In this camp, we wake up in the morning, shower, and have breakfast. Then we go to school. The teacher teaches us English, German, and Macedonian. I like to sing and draw. I like to draw flowers. I want to be an English teacher and teach children. My future is bright. My name is Hiba. I'm 10 years old.
Number 36. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 37. Where did the speaker most likely come from? Number 38. What were people on the boat afraid of on the voyage from Turkey to Greece? Number 39. What can we infer about Hiba's arrival in Greece? Number 40. What is Hiba's attitude towards living in a camp? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.